Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Orla. In Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav, we talked about Bittul of Orla. So most of Perek Bet discusses the halachos of Bittul of all kinds of Issur in some greater detail. In Mishnah Aleph, we're going to discuss two broad categories, Truma and all of its various types, Truma, Truma Meiser, Trumas Meiser, Bikurim, and Challah, and our current Issur Orla and its and Kalei Ikarim, which, as we've seen before, it has pretty much the same rules in terms of Issur Achil and Issur Hana. So we start out with category number one, Hatruma Utrumas Meiser Shel Demai. So Truma and Trumas Meiser that are of uncertain, right, level of truma, because they were bought from an Am HaAretz, and maybe they are truma and maybe they're not. Now we know usually truma, there is no such thing really as truma of demai. It's really truma's meiser of demai, because Am HaAretz are generally assumed to take truma. But our Mishnah is telling us truma's meiser of demai as a chiddush, that even truma's meiser of demai, but this is also true for certainly true for regular Trumas Meiser Vadai. So Truma and Trumas Meiser, whether it's Demai or Vadai, Hachala, which was our last Masechet, and of course we know that's also considered a type of Truma, V'habikurim, which we're going to learn about at the next Masechet, but the Bikurim, which are the first fruits, which are also in the category of Truma. All of these, Olim Be'echarumeya, they are Batel, as it were, in a ratio of 100 to 1. So if a single se'ah of truma or challah or trumas meiser or bikurim fell into a vat of 100 se'in of chulin, it would be batel. Now, we use the word olin. We use the word olin because it's not just that they're batel, but that you actually have to take one off and give to the kohen, which we're going to see in a moment. We've talked about that before. So it's as if the one of chulin rises to the top and we take it out. It's not actually that way. It's actually batel, and we take it out. And we'll talk about that in just one moment. Umitstarfim zemze. They are all mitstarf together. And that means, for example, if we have a quarter sa'a of truma and a quarter sa'a of trumas meiser and a quarter sa'a of challah and a quarter sa'a of bikurim, and well, and they all fell in, and that fell into one a vat of 100 sa'in of chulin. So they count together. Now, of course, if they fell into a vat of 100, that doesn't matter. The point is they fell into a vat of 99. So then, individually, they are much, much less than the size that would be not batel, right? They are certainly greater than 100 to 1 chulin. But together, they are less than 100 to 1 chulin. There's only 99 chulin relative to the four of them together. Well, since they are mitzarif, they are all in the category of challah, they are all considered connected, and they are all therefore one whole. So rather than having an individual, looking at each one individually, we look at them all at once, and therefore they're not batel, because there's only 99 chulins relative to the one truma, trumas meiser, challah, bikurim clump. And finally, the mitzarech l'harim, and you have to take some out. And that is why we use the term olin. Olin means that it's not completely batel, but you have to take some out. Again, halachically, it is completely batel, but we have to take one out to give to the kohen because of gezel hashevet. This is not only an isser that you can't eat unless it is sufficiently overwhelmed by chulin, but it also is given by the Torah to the kohanim. And if we don't give it to the kohanim, it's the biggest problem, of course, is that a non-kohen cannot eat truma upon pain of death, because it's a chiyuv misa. But it is also a problem that we're not giving the kohen what is owed to him, and therefore we have to take off a piece to give to the kohen. The second category is the category that we're now dealing with, which is Arla and Kelei Kerem, that is related. Ha'arla v'Kelei Kerem. If you have Arla and Kelei Kerem, they are not only Asur Ba'achila, like the Truma, but they are also Asur Ba'hana, and therefore we're actually even more strict with them. and they're not ole be'echad me'ah, they're olim be'echad umasayim. There has to be a 200-to-1 ratio of chulin to orla, or to chulin to kilai kerem, in order to be mevatel them. Umitztarfim zeim zeh, they are in fact like the trumas. If you have a mixed se'ah of half orla, half kilai kerem, or partial orla, partial kilai kerem, which together would be, which individually or would be less than 200-to-1, but together are larger than 200-to-1, so it's only 199-to-1. They are mitztarif, and they are then not batel, because there's too much of them together. And the ein tzarich laharim, but kilai and kerem and arla are different than truma in that you do not have to take any out. It's actually batel. And so when we use the word olin, it's actually a borrowed term. We don't actually mean olin here, we really mean batel. So we use olin because we've been talking about truma, and so we're using a uniform term. But it's not really olin, it's really batel. You don't have to take any out to give to anybody. It's an isser. You know, who are you going to give it to? Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Einan Mitztarfin. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the Tanakhama and says that Arla and Bikurim are not mitzarif at all. The Arla and Bikurim are independent, and if we had 199 se'in achulin and one se'ah of Kalei Kerem falls in, along with one sa'a of Arla, so we have 1.2 se'in falls in of Kalei Kerem and Arla combined. So according to the Tanakhama, that would not be batel, of course, because not only is it not 200-to-1, it's just barely over 100-to-1. It's 199-to-2. So it's 99.5-to-1. But according to Rabbi Shimon, since they're not mitzarif, they're both going to be batel, because each one independently is less than each one independently when we look at the other, right? Because the other is not orla, so relative to the whole mixture, the orla is 200-to-1, and the kelayim is 200-to-1. Because the kelayim and the orla, if they're not mitzarif, well, they could also potentially be mitzarif to be mevatel the other as well. Rabbi Eliezer is a third opinion. Rabbi Eliezer Omer mitzarfim benosin tam avalola esor. We have previously discussed that there are two different ways of thinking about bittel. That when it is min bimino, it's the same type. So then we have to calculate these ratios. But when it's not min bimino, when it's min b'she'eino mino, when we have two different types mixed together, and then there are two different flavors, then we don't necessarily measure by ratio, we measure by whether flavor is given. Nosin tam. And if there is flavor of the orla in the mixture, then in that case it would be usur, and if there's no flavor, then it's not usur. So Rabbi Eliezer says, when you're looking at orla and kilai kerem, are they mitztarif or not? They are mitztarif when it comes to flavor. That if you have Arla and Bikurim that together fell into something else, and the two of them together give a flavor, then it's Usur. Then even if one on its own, or the Arla on its own, would not be enough to give flavor to the batch, but and neither would the Kilayi Kerem, but together they give flavor, then it's Usur. However, when it comes to Min Bimino, then it's not a question of flavor, it's a question of ratios. With regard to ratios, they are not mavata. They are not mitztarif. And if it's not large enough to be not batel, that is, if it's small enough that on its own it would be batel, the other is not mitztarif with it to make it larger and to prevent it from becoming batel.